Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 1, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. How did the earth get here? So many people, you know, are confused about this. So many theories and ideas. How did it get here? This planet. How did it get here? God created it. You don't have to understand that. Just believe it. Right? And you know, you can't really be a Christian and not believe that. Because you'll see that it ties into other things. If you don't believe He created the heavens and earth, then you're not going to believe that Jesus is virgin born. You just don't believe in miracles. And so you're not a Christian. Somebody said, boy, that's strong, Brother Keith. Well, it's a fact. Everybody that calls himself a Christian is not a Christian. Jesus said, you must be born again. That's a miracle. How does that miracle happen in your life? You believe in miracles. You believe that God is real, that He created the heavens and the earth. You believe that Jesus came, born of a virgin, died on the cross. You believe He was raised from the dead. That's a miracle. Well, I'm not sure about virgin birth. I mean, raised from the dead, but I'm a Christian. I'm an American, so I'm a Christian. No, you're not. Some people think, well, you know, I'm born in America, I'm a Christian. No, being an American doesn't make you a Christian. Well, my parents were Christians. Well, good for them, but that don't make you one. How do you become a Christian? You must be born again, right? That's a miracle. And how did you get there? You believed God raised Jesus from the dead and confessed Him as Lord with your mouth. That's a miracle. Right? Christianity is miracles. Front, center, and back. Right? And we believe in miracles. We believe in things we can't explain. We believe in things we don't understand. We believe a God who's so much bigger than us. Right? Just because we don't understand it doesn't mean it's not true and not real. He went on to say, verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. The Spirit of God, who? The Spirit of God did what? He moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Before the Word was spoken, the creative Word, we see the Spirit of God, as we look this up, hovering over the face of the deep. Well, why was He there? Why was He hovering? Ready for the speaking of the Word. Ready to manifest the Word. Can you say amen? Amen. The Spirit of God, does He still move today? Yes, He does. And that's what this series is about, is the moving of the Spirit, understanding His moving, learning to cooperate with Him, not trying to get Him to cooperate with us. Right? A lot of people do. Whole lot of people do. You know, Lord, help me do this. Help me do this. Help me do this. Well, you want to find out if you should be doing it first. Because the Spirit of God is not obligated to help you or I. You know, for instance, tonight, the Holy Ghost is not obligated to anoint me to teach something that I ought not even be teaching. And I could get frustrated, right? And go, Lord, why aren't you helping me? I studied all day and night. So? If it ain't right, it ain't right. And it won't be anointed. Did you hear me? And the same thing happens with people's whole entire life. You know, if God didn't call you to pastor, then the Holy Ghost is not going to anoint you to pastor. I don't care how many times you try to pastor. I've seen people just get so frustrated. Well, Lord, I'm serving you. I'm giving you everything I've got, and you won't help me pastor this church. Did he tell you to do it? Well, I'm giving my life for him. No, you decided what you're going to do, and you're trying to get him to help you do it, and he won't. He's not going to anoint you to get out of the will of God and out of the plan of God, because everybody's not supposed to pastor. Yet everybody's got a place. Everybody's supposed to be doing something in the kingdom of God. How many believe it's important that you find your place? And then once you do, don't let the devil get you out of it. Stay in your place. Right? Stay in your place. Go to our other scripture, 1 Corinthians 2, please. The Spirit of God moves. He moves. Well, I'm not quite through with that, am I? Frustration. Anybody ever experienced any? Frustration. Frustration is what you get into when you're bucking against the will of God. You remember what the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus, he appeared to Saul, who later became known as Paul. Remember that? Remember what he told him, among other things? He said, it's hard for you, kicking against the pricks. Right? What did that mean? Well, what had Saul been doing? He was trying to believe God to help him to stamp out this cult called Christianity. He was sincere. He was, you know, according to the law, a Pharisee. He was one of the most committed, one of the most dedicated men. Well, you can see why God tapped him on the shoulder. Right? Because just as gung-ho as he was trying to stamp out the church, he was more so building the church. Right? And some of the worst sinners you know of would make dandy Christians. Because when they sin, brother, they sin. They don't play with it. Right? And serving God, they'd do the same thing. How many know the Lord does not like lukewarm? Right? What did he say? I would you were what? Surely he wouldn't rather you be cold than warm. Surely warm's better than cold. What did he say? I'd rather you're hot or cold. What? Don't play with it. In or out. Do it or don't. Now, you know something I do not care for. A lot of your modern translations are not really translations. They're paraphrases. And I think it's dangerous because a lot of people use them and they read them and they think it's the word. And it's not. Be very watchful what translations you read and see, is it a translation? Because even though it's called a translation, it's the author's idea, what they think it means. And one thing you'll see in a lot of these new ones is the word try. Try to do this. Try to do that. It's not in the Bible. Did you hear me? So when you see that in some of these modern translations, it says try to do this or try to do that. You go look it up and see what I'm talking about. That word try is not there. First of all, why would the Lord tell you to try? He would know whether you could do it or not. Right? He's not going to tell you to do something that you might not be able to do. So, no, it ain't try. Do it. Right? Do it. It's not try to walk in love. Walk in love. Right? Ain't try to serve God. Serve God. Do it. But you have to, you know, commit. So here in 1 Corinthians 2, let's go on with this. No. I didn't finish, did I? Frustration. There are so many frustrated Christians. And there are so many that have tried to do different things in ministry and it was not a success. And there's so many reasons why they gave. So-and-so stabbed them in the back. So-and-so didn't help them. The people didn't come support them. So-and-so didn't give. So-and-so didn't this and that. Listen, God is big enough to make it go. Did you hear me? Even if people don't step up, people that should do some things, even if they don't do them, the whole plan of God is not resting on two or three people. Did you hear me now? And if they won't obey, He'll let it go as long as He can because He doesn't want them to miss the blessing. But when it gets to the critical point, He'll use somebody else. And the job will get done. But these people that should have obeyed will miss the blessing, and these people will get double blessing. And man, that's something I have seen over the last several decades. The same people keep getting used again and again and again. And sometimes it's because other people didn't obey. But how many want to be one of God's go-to guys? Amen. You know what I mean by that? Even if somebody else won't do it, you're always ready. Right? You'll do anything, with anything, anywhere, anytime, with anybody. Right? But if you have been frustrated, why won't the Lord help me with this? Don't just keep butting your head against the wall. You got to back off and look, am I supposed to be doing this? Well, I thought I was. Well, did you miss it? You got to be honest with yourself, because the Lord's not obligated to help you do something that He didn't direct you to do and didn't call you to do. And if you've been frustrated, it's not because you're doing the will of God. Did you hear me now? Because in the will of God, there's peace. I didn't say everything was always real easy, but even in the tough stuff, you got grace. And you got the confidence that I'm in the will of God. I'm doing what I should do. Right? And you're not frustrated. Frustration. Don't blame it on God. Get to prayer. If you need to, miss a meal or two. Get serious with God. And be willing to admit that you missed it. That you called yourself. You imagine that you're going to have this ministry. Or maybe somebody prophesied to you and they missed it. Did you hear me? And you followed them. So don't blame God for being frustrated. Because serving God is not a hard, hard road. Jesus said, come to me. Right? All ye that are heavy loaded. What? And I'm going to add to your load. No, what did He say? I will give you rest. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden will frustrate you. No. No. Light. Light. Easy. Do you hear that now? That's when you're doing the will of God, that's the way it'll be. You're graced. You're blessed. Not frustrated.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me.